1 Corinthians chapter 7. Now concerning the things that you wrote me about, it is good for a man not to touch a woman. However, to avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife, and let every woman have her own husband. Let the husband show the wife due kindness, and likewise also the wife to the husband. The wife doesn't have power of her own body, but the husband. And likewise the husband doesn't have power of his own body, but the wife. Don't deprive each other unless it's with consent for a time, so you can give yourselves to fasting and prayer, and come together again so that Satan doesn't tempt you because of you not having normal sexual relations. But I speak this by permission and not of commandment, for I prefer that all men were like me. But every man has his proper gift from God, one of this kind, another of that kind. I say therefore to the unmarried and widows, it is good for them if they live like I do, but if they can't contain, let them marry, for it is better to marry than to burn. And to the married I command, yet not I, but the Lord, let the wife not depart from her husband. But if she departs, let her remain unmarried, or be reunited with her husband, and let the husband not divorce his wife. But to the rest I speak, not the Lord. If any brother has a wife that doesn't believe, and she is pleased to live with him, let him not divorce her. And the woman who has a husband that doesn't believe, and if he's pleased to live with her, let her not leave him. For the unbelieving husband is sanctified by the wife, and the unbelieving wife is sanctified by the husband. Otherwise your children would be unclean, but now they're holy. But if the unbeliever departs, let him depart. A brother or a sister is not under bondage in such cases, but God has called us to peace. For how do you know, O wife, whether you'll get your husband saved? Or how do you know, O man, whether you'll get your wife saved? But as God has distributed to every man, as the Lord has called everyone, so let him walk. And so I ordain in all churches. Is any man called, being circumcised? Let him not desire to be uncircumcised. Is any called in uncircumcision? Let him not become circumcised. Circumcision is nothing, and uncircumcision is nothing, but the keeping of the commandments of God. Let every man remain in the same calling in which he was called. Have you been called being a servant? Don't worry about it. But if you can gain your freedom, do so. For he that is called in the Lord, being a servant, is the Lord's free man. Likewise also he that is called being free is Christ's servant. You are bought with a price. Don't be the servants of men. Brothers, let every man live with God in the calling that God has called him to. Now concerning virgins, I have no commandment from the Lord. Yet I give my judgment as one that has obtained mercy from the Lord to be faithful. I suppose, therefore, that this is good for the present distress. I say that it's good for a man to be like he is. Are you married to a wife? Don't seek to be unmarried. Are you unmarried? Don't seek a wife. But if you marry, you haven't sinned. And if a virgin marries, she hasn't sinned. But such shall have trouble in the flesh. But I spare you. But this I say, brothers, the time is short. It remains that those who have wives are as though they didn't, and those that cry as though they didn't, and those who rejoice as though they didn't rejoice, and those who buy as though they didn't possess, and those who use this world as not abusing it, for the fashion of this world passes away. But I'd like you to be without carefulness. He that is unmarried cares for the things that belong to the Lord, how he can please the Lord. But he that is married cares for the things that are of the world, how he can please his wife. There is a difference also between a wife and a virgin. The unmarried woman cares for the things of the Lord, so she will be holy, both in body and in spirit. But she that is married cares for the things of the world, how she can please her husband. And this I speak for your own profit, not to throw a snare on you, but for that which is proper, and so that you'll serve the Lord without distraction. But if any man thinks that he's behaving improperly toward his virgin, if she's passing the flower of her age and there is a need, let him do what he wants to and marry her. It's not sin. But he that stands steady in his heart, having no need, but has power over his own will, and has so decreed in his heart that he will keep his virgin, does well. So then, he that gives her in marriage does well, but he that doesn't give her in marriage does better. The wife is bound by the law as long as her husband lives, but if her husband is dead, she is at liberty to be married to the man of her choice if he's a Christian. But she is happier if she stays single after my judgment, and I think also that I have the Spirit of God.